I said I would have never in a million years thought she was in contact with the Abyssids of all people. I said it's concerning, frozen fucks, cryogenic assholes. Jay said I never fully understood their anatomy, if I'm being honest. I said nobody has rumors. 50 years ago they figured out how cryogenically freeze themselves, but somehow retaining consciousness, essentially making themselves immortal. But they've been so underground the past decade, who the fuck knows? I don't know if they're just using body moves or purely giving direction. Jay said when Lamelia said it was Unai Abyssid that she was working with, and it sounded like Unai in the flesh to me. I said yes, I felt bad too, you know. Because if it was anybody but Ubay, if she was with literally any other name other than Uday Addison, I probably would have just killed her, like I said, you know. And not cut off her toes and all that, but we need to send a message to Uday, right? That this type of shit is not acceptable, that it's actually unacceptable. Jay said, well, maybe you could have just killed her, but then just dumped her at the meat to send a message that way. I said, Uday doesn't understand anything but brute fucking violence, but decapitatory violence, he only speaks in mutilation. Jay, fuck him, he thinks he can start fucking with me now. Jay, that's what he's thinking, now let me find out. Let me see where he's at, up on his fucking large intestine, out his ass fucking crumb. See, it's aggravating me already just thinking about it. Just thinking about that cryogenic cocksucker makes my blood sweat spike. It's horrendous, Jay said. What are next steps then, Ibrahim? I said, right now, nothing. That's why I took the toes. That's enough for now. You want to infringe on me? I'm gonna brutally murder a bitch. I don't give a fuck. You think you can get cute? Bring a Spanish bitch to a knife fight, thinking I'm gonna give her a crack on the toilet because she stole my coke, my vehicle? No, not Ibrahim Pasha. That's who they searching for signs of weakness, thinking maybe I'm getting soft. Hell no, I'm gonna fucking mutilate the cunt. Then the ball's in your court. That's on you. The little fucking Ice Cube won't do shit now. If he knows what's good for him, he'll find a new mark. Now that's an easy business decision. Joe said, you guys need another round of wine spritzers. I said, do you have anything less sugary by any chance? As good as like a one and done, but not sure I wanna chug a bunch of them, you know. Joe said, we have a, it's kinda like a recyclable with a spritz like vibe, if that makes sense. I said, that sounds perfect. Jay said, Ibrahim, don't forget, we have that dinner tonight for the annual board meeting. I said, wait, what board meeting? Jay said, for the Cocoa Leaf trade group you agreed to be treasurer for, the whole reason we came to Earth in the first place. I said, shit, wait, that's tonight. For some reason I was thinking that was next week. Joe said, so we go for another round, or... I said, yeah, Joe, that's fine. Let's do a quick second round of that Prosecco bullshit spritz thing. Two of those, but could we get the check with the drinks as well? We're in a bit of an unexpected rush, unfortunately. I said, could it be Kareem Abyssid? No, that seems ridiculous. Jay said, could it be any of the Abyssids, but just with their consciousness uploaded into another entity? I said, uploaded into another entity. It also reads that an Abyssid against us possible. The way Amelia was talking, it sounded like she was in contact with Uday. But I mean, if I was him, Uday, I don't think I'd voluntarily choose to upload myself to another bald guy with a hook nose. Jay said, that's a good point. It strikes me as violent. I said, right, thank you, Jay. It's nice to be appreciated once in a while, although the thought of it does bother me just slightly. Jay said, how so? I said, well, if Uday's actually out and about in the solar system as himself, then these rumors of all these Abyssids having cryogenically somehow frozen themselves, then I'm concerned it might prove difficult to kill him. Whereas if he was just inhabiting another corporeal entity, I'd have no issue killing said corporeal entity. I could easily get that done, but I've never, at least to the best of my knowledge, I've never actually killed a cryogenically frozen guy. I guess I'm just worried that Uday is now some kind of Uberman, that we might need to actually fucking like devise a new fucking way to kill him. The previous methods we employed to contract homicides might be null and void here. Jay said, I'm also a little flummoxed as to why the Abyssids would even be donated to the Cocoa Leaf lobby in the first place. I said, to fuck with me, or for the same reason we're involved, Jay said, but we're involved too, you know, actually undermine the group from the inside. Whereas quasi-anonymously donating to the group, I'm not sure how that undermines anything. It seems like by donating to the group, by having no influence to undermine it from the inside, that maybe the Abyssids are trying to legalize cocaine on Earth. I said, or they know legalization is a lost cause regardless, and they're doing it just to fuck with me, Uday specifically. Jay said, I don't know, what seems like there were cheaper ways to irritate you, Ibrahim. I said, it's a fuck you type of fuck you with you. Jay said, how so? I said, well, they have fuck you money and they want to flaunt it in this particular instance by fucking with me. Jay said, by even screwing with you though, Ibrahim, I'm not sure I fully comprehend the crux of the premise. I said, well, like I said, the shit with me and Uday, that goes back. Jay said, well, it seems relevant now, if not during our prior discussion, the true nature of this entanglement. I said, do you really want to know, Jay? Because I don't know, to me, it's not even really that interesting. Jay said, it's not that I necessarily want to know, maybe more that I feel like it might assist me in assisting you. I said, that's fair, fuck you for being so eloquent, but that's fair, yeah. Basically, Uday and I used to, we were plowing the same girl back in the day in a Mandarin, speaking some near sarcasm, whore, some shit. Or, I mean, to be exact, Uday was dating her fairly seriously at the time. Then I began fucking her on the side, blah 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 blah. Kept railing her, she starts talking shit to him, yada yada yada. Then he proposes her for like marriage and stuff. Jay said, and you married her afterward? I said, more or less, well, that's what one generally does after proposing marriage. Do they not? But I mean, yeah, he probably knew something was going on between us, and I was piping her down to some extent prior to the proposal for sure. But I don't know how much exactly. Jay said that seems bad. So his wife, I said, well, his first wife. Jay says his first wife had an affair with you before he proposed to her. I said, well, honestly, she'd have to answer the affair part, to be honest, Jay, because she told me she broke it off with him when I was first really her, that is. Then she was giving me the whole, oh, we're on a break, and eventually the whole, oh, yeah, nah, we're broken up. Yet, to be fair, when we were fucking after the engagement, I mean, yeah, that was obviously my bad. That part is totally on me. Jay said, oh, so you were still up for after she got engaged. I said, well, only till she got pregnant. Yeah, but after that, obviously, I cut it off. Jay said, oh, she got pregnant while you two were still. I said, yeah, I mean, to be fair, Uday and I were both fucking her while she was engaged to Uday. Not simultaneously, but at separate times we'd pipe her, never simultaneously getting shifts. Perhaps it wasn't just me, and obviously, I stopped the piping after she got knocked up. Jay said, okay, well, this info's informative. Ibrahim, I'm starting to see the roots of the ill will. I said, yeah, I mean, fuck Uday, guy's a fucking piece of shit. I actually love that near sarcastic, and at the time, despite the fact that, yeah, she was acting like a total whore. But even still, she was still my first love. Uday, he really had some fucking nerve proposing to her like that. It really put everyone in an awkward position. Jay said, I mean, did you ever, like, find out? I said, find out what? Jay said, meaning if you were both fornicating with the Neo-Circassian prior to the Neo-Circassian becoming impregnated. Paternally speaking, I said, I mean, it was probably his, Jay. But yeah, to your point, if she's blabbing on about all this shit to him now, giving him the whole, oh, your firstborn son, is it your son? All that type of nonsense. And sure, maybe that's why it's all of a sudden aiming for me again, although I doubt she would really do that. At this point, then again, Jay said, I said, Jay, what? Oh, I know I'm such a reckless guy. Sometimes I fail to properly take other people's feelings into account, etc., etc. Jay said, they've really done a nice job with this moon. I said, compared to Earth, it's damn night and day. Jay said, I'll do some digging on the most recent known whereabouts of Uday. Also, I'll try and see what I can find on the status of the Abyssins as a whole, especially vis-a-vis the true nature of their cryogenic status. I said, thanks, Jay. No, seriously. Thank you. You know, I appreciate you, right? Jay said, no, I do. I said, and in the meantime, I'm gonna go deal with Carlito. I know he's gonna be pissed about that whole ordeal with his little cousin Julio and his little lower Manhattan rental business, gouging that girl's eyes out in his cousin's rental spot. Ugh, I can hear him whining about it already, blathering on and on about it. And I might take the escape pod over and see if maybe he's still hanging around Pluto anyway. Better address it early on, right, and let it fester and become potentially toxic.